In these days of Brit obsession fueled by the drama in Downton Abbey, it may be time to look behind the scenes of another English household, that of Queen Victoria. This woman ruled for 63 years. Now, we know a lot about her life, from the evolution of the girl to queen to grieving widow. Now we have a look inside the royal household and what mealtime was like for the queen. Contributor David Leet talked to Kate Hubbard, author of Serving Victoria, Life in the Royal Household.
Kate, it's nice to have you with us.
Thanks very much.
So, Kate, tell us, what kind of eater was Queen Victoria?
Well, I think she both ate a great deal, but she also ate extremely fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, she loved her food. She was greedy.
Greedy.
And she gobbled, and she liked her dinners to last no more than half an hour. So guests would quite often find their plates kind of whisked away while they were still eating, because once she had finished, all the plates were removed. So she was a hearty eater, and she was a fast eater.
Interesting. So basically, if someone was not done, they were done when the queen was finished.
Yes, they were. Yeah, your time was up.
Can you describe a little bit about some of the meals that she had, the breakfasts, the lunch, the dinners, where she had them, who she had them with?
Yes. Her breakfast she would have taken on her own. She had a private dining room close mm-hmm. to her bedroom. And when Albert was alive, she would have eaten her breakfast with Albert and maybe one of her children, but probably not, probably just with Albert. She had a lot of she tended to have a very kind of protein-rich breakfast, tongue and fowl, as they called it, chicken, mm-hmm. kidneys maybe, bacon and eggs, that kind of thing. Then lunch, which would have been around 2 o'clock, again, she would have had with her family, with Albert, maybe with her children, but not with her ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And again, that tended to be also, it was very meat heavy in general, their diet. So she often had roast fowl, roast chicken.
And what was this fascination with protein back then? Was it just what everyone was doing, or was it strictly a court dish?
No, I don't think it was strictly a court dish. I think the Victorians in general ate a lot of meat. Mm-hmm. And they did have vegetables. They had seasonal vegetables, so they ate things like asparagus, spinach, sea kale. Mm-hmm. But it was very heavy on meat. But I think that was a general thing about Victorian England. Mm-hmm. Then she would have had a large tea. And then dinner was around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And that was much more elaborate. And she would have eaten that in the sort of the big, it was known as the large dining room mm-hmm. At Windsor Castle, and which was a much more grand and stately, more formal room. And she would have then had members of her household, so her ladies and her gentlemen. Often there would have been some guests, maybe some visiting royalties from abroad, some of her children when they were adults. And that was a kind of a much more elaborate many courses, a soup, then a fish, then a meat, then a dessert. And then there would have been a side table, mm-hmm. Which they called a buffet. And on the side table, there was a whole array of meats like venison and brawn, marrow bone, maybe a kind of great large piece of beef. So I think the idea was if you were still feeling a little peckish, you could fill up and have a bit of extra meat.
So how courtly was the conversation at the table when Victoria was eating?
Well, in fact, the Queen, she tended to stick to platitudes, although she was interested in gossip in private. But around the table, she tended to stick to platitudes and she very much discouraged any controversial topics. So politics, for example, they could not be discussed. And she tended, if someone strayed onto a slightly dangerous topic, she would steer the conversation swiftly back. There were other things like she didn't like marriage being discussed in front of her youngest daughter, Beatrice, mm-hmm. before Beatrice married. So anyone who mentioned marriage at dinner was swiftly reprimanded.
Well, that's very interesting. Kate, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Kate Hubbard is author of Serving Victoria, Life in the Royal Household. David Leet is the publisher of Leet's Culinaria and co-host of the podcast Talking with My Mouthful.